All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm Jonathan Gottfried. I'm a developer evangelist for Twilio, the conductor of the New York Startup Bus, and we are currently in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest.
So, John, last time I saw you, you were getting on a bus with like 30 young folks and heading to Austin. It's Startup Bus NYC is the name of the bus. Tell me what happened along the way.
So we had 29 buspreneurs, and we got on the bus very early in the morning in New York, and immediately people started pitching ideas and forming teams. And over the course of the following 4 days, they built those teams out, built products, and built fledgling startups that they then demoed to a panel of judges. And we actually had the winner from New York this year building an awesome startup called Career Mob that was actually a combination of two ideas from different people on the bus.
So how many actual ideas came together on the bus, and what was the sort of way that they came together?
Yeah. So out of those 29 people, probably half of them pitched ideas at the beginning of the trip. And the team sort of formed organically. So we had people breaking off, sort of trying to convince the other participants to join their teams. And then at the end, we were left with 8 pretty solid teams doing a whole wide range of things, learning to code, helping people find jobs, doing big data analysis, a very sort of wide variety of startups.
What was the atmosphere like on the bus?
It's a competition, but it's a very friendly competition. You know, we're building these companies and sort of building our products, but really, we're also building a very strong community. And everything is sort of focused around that in the sense that even though people are trying to win and trying to compete against each other, the most important part of it is the connections they're building and the relationships they're building.
I mean, part of me, after I saw you guys, I went home to talk to my husband about it. And I was like, you know, when I was, you know, 25, there might have been a lot of, like, substances consumed and maybe not a lot of work done. You guys got on there and you're like, we're going to come out the other side with a company. That seems like a generational shift to me. What do you think?
Absolutely. And the perfect example of that is that after our competition was over in San Antonio, people got on a shuttle bus from San Antonio to Austin, and instead of resting after 4 days of no sleep, they decided to found a new company during that 2-hour shuttle ride. And it's sort of a joke, but it's a very serious joke. And they have an LLC now. It's called Drunk Spotting. And they have 46 CEOs.
46 CEOs, all who like to drink, presumably. But so what do you say to someone who's listening to this and is like, okay, that's all very nice, but it's at what point does it just become an exercise, an intellectual exercise in a game? How much do you think this can really be potentially a career, a future, a job?
I think that this absolutely changes people's lives. Even if the startups they build on the bus do not go anywhere, it's designed to push people outside of their comfort zones and get them experiencing the startup world in a very unique way that will affect their careers. So even if they've come into it not expecting to go forward with their company, the skills they get and the relationships they build will continue with them and help them sort of refine what they want to do in life.
Okay, so now let's talk to the winner from Startup Bus NYC and get a little bit more detail about what this all turned into. Tell me your name and what you just won for.
Hey, my name is Valerie Lisansky.
Spell the name for me.
Lisyansky. Well, we didn't win anything. We just, you know, we won the competition. It was cool.
The whole thing you won?
Yeah. We won the finals, and then we won the special finals.
So tell us the name of your company and what it does.
So our company is Career Mob, and it helps veterans find jobs. One of the issues is that military personnel as well. One of the issues is that the job names are so odd, and they don't translate well to civilian skills. So we have a system that helps them translate their work experience into jobs they can do in the civilian workforce, and also hooks them up with mentors to help them with that transition.
How did you come up with the idea? Was this, when you got on the bus, did you know that this is what you wanted to pitch?
No, I mean, I had an interest in doing an ecosystem that connected people together. Someone else was like, hey, let's do something with jobs. Jobs suck. Finding them does anyway. Working's good. And then this third guy, he's in the military right now. He's going to be leaving in 4 months, and he's freaking out about finding work. And so we got together, we workshopped, and then we're all like, okay, let's do this. It took us 2 days to actually workshop the idea. Developers are freaking out because they want to start working.
And that's really interesting. So you took majority of the trip actually finalizing your concept.
Yeah.
And then what was the last 2 days?
Hardcore programming. We didn't sleep. We just stayed up to get it through. Design, pitch practice, writing out all the language, anything that we needed to get this product active and working.
Can we see something now online?
Actually, it's not online. We do have a working prototype, but we haven't put it online yet. It's not at that level.
So what's the next step then? You win the competition, and then what happens? Was it just like something cool that you did, or is this your future?
You know, we have so many veterans coming up to us and just like almost in tears, just really excited about this product, and it's been such a huge motivation seeing that and talking to these people. I really want to pursue it. I know the rest of the team is interested in pursuing it. I'm not sure about the logistics or how we're going to figure it out. I mean, the next step right now is to enjoy South By. But after that, we're all from New York, so we're all going to sync up and figure out whether it's an accelerator or an incubator or how we make this thing happen.
I mean, when you're describing it to me, it sounds like a really important thing that needs to happen. Do you think that veterans find jobs? I mean, we know this is a societal problem in the United States. Do you think that's what it was that won you the judges' votes?
Well, okay, so there is 12.5% unemployment amongst veterans, which is ridiculous and totally just, it's wrong. I think part of it, yeah, the idea they like that, but we also had a working prototype. We have all the data for it. We have every page designed, and we were able to present that. So it's not, sure, they like the idea. They like that it could be a business. We can also monetize it in these different ways. But also, it was built. It existed. It wasn't just a PowerPoint slide.
You can monetize it. How's that?
So we've got three different ways. I feel like I'm doing my pitch right now. So what we do is we actually suggest careers that the military personnel is qualified for, but we also suggest careers that they're almost fully qualified for, but not quite there. So there might be some additional training that they need to take. So we can partner with universities or programs who want to promote their services to career to military people. Also, job listings. There's a lot of companies that just want to be branded as helping veterans and helping, you know, the U.S. military. And they want to put their job postings on the site just, you know, well, they want to hire veterans, of course, but it's also just to be known as a company that hires veterans.
Okay, and just remind me, how many other pitches did you beat out?
I have no idea. I've just been stressing out about my own pitch and practicing that. You've got to ask John.
John, how many people did she beat out? How many other almost companies?
There were about 37 teams that they beat.
Lady, you rocked out.
Cool. Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much. And how are you getting home?
We're flying, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be on a bus again for many years.